Christy Fildara, Mallon player, of course, and sharpshooter as well for Mallon down through the years. Christy, back into the intermediate final and no doubt looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. The buzz is starting to kind of build around the town and around the parish and all now, so it's good. We've struggled throughout the league, got relegated this year, but hit that bit of form, and thankfully results kind of went their way through the championship, and we've reached the final, so hopefully we can do one more now.
I suppose your manager this year, Paul Galler, is new, and the focus was to get back into senior championship, and suppose you have really, really focused on that this year, and a number of really good performances. Suppose in the semi final against Nivora, fancy Nivora side, a couple of goals. Give you that victory, but also suppose just showed your intent going for those particular opportunities, those goals.
Yeah, definitely, I think so. I was like, we had a very tight quarter final against Muff as well. Went the extra time, we got a couple of goals in that, and as you say, that Nivora game was right to the wire as well. Like, so they have been tight games. I think the boys up front, all over the team, we've really stuck together, and a few boys have really stood up for us, you know. Probably had a wee bit of confidence and all now that we have from a couple of previous results, that when we're in there we're confident on going for goals, so hopefully that works well for us.
He's racking up big scores as well throughout the championship. 3-22 against Niamh Patrick's Keane in the quarter final. Again, when you look at against Nivora, 3 goals and 15 points to 21 points. And suppose, you know, it just shows you there's not only, I know yourself and your brother gets in on the act quite a lot, but it's a spread of scores throughout this Mallon side. You know, the 2-pointers as well has been another asset that you have. You know when to take that, and you know, getting those particular scores and backing yourself obviously has been something that's been very positive for Mallon this year.
Definitely. I think we do have a spread of boys who have, like, in all the games, it really probably hasn't been the same man stepping up, you know. We've been lucky that we have been scoring, like putting up big scores. Probably had a wee bit of, as I say, that confidence again, just from the bit of form we hit at the end of the league, that we back ourselves to hit the scores and take the shots on. For me, like the 2-pointers, it's a massive, massive thing in the game now. Like, it's the new rules and all, it's an attacking game, so you may use them when they're there and try your best with them, like, you know.
Looking at Mallon, a proud GAA community, and suppose getting back into the senior football, you were there a couple of years ago, you went deep into the championship. What would it mean, Christy, for you and your squad to get back up there once again?
As you say, like, the community and all, be massive. We, like, they were senior for a long time there and could really get it down to intermediate. I don't think anyone in the club has ever won an intermediate challenge. You know, I think they've gone into senior from whenever the leagues changed, however many years ago that was. So it will be just like everything, as you say, the community. Everyone pulls behind you in the parish, like, when the club is going well. So it would just be nice to go back with someone to the people down there, you know.
Looking at this side, Niamh Columba, they're well noted throughout the county. They've been in a number of intermediate finals, just haven't really got over the line, beaten by Tyrone last year. No doubt they're going to come to O'Donnell Park with a lot of hunger. And I suppose you've played them over the last number of years as well. Suppose, and looking forward to that challenge as well, Christy.
Well, that's it. Like, we know it's going to be a good game. Hopefully, you know, if the weather stays right and doesn't affect the game too much, you would like to think for a neutral it will be a very good spectacle. Like Niamh Columba, they're racking up big scores whole way throughout the championship, and they've some serious footballers, like. So it's just going to come down onto the day. I think everyone kind of should just be looking forward to it and hoping that we can perform, and whoever really puts in the better performance will probably come out on top. But as I say, for a neutral perspective, like, it should make up for a good view in any way.